What I'd like to do now is ask Lori Chaffer to come forward and share her reflections on Bathsheba.
Good old, I was just taking a bath, Bathsheba. As I reflected on her, actually, I'm going to just tell you a couple of reflections and then I'll get to the song part because clearly that's what's coming up next. As I reflected on her, I was struck with a couple of different things, and it was kind of hard to reflect on her, as Dave kind of mentioned, because she was pretty quiet, but once you kind of get into that mode, it was easier because I was struck with just how painful her life must have been to suddenly lose your husband, and not because of necessarily your actions. I mean, I don't think she could have foreseen that David was going to do what he was going to do. And then to lose her child right after that, I just would imagine would have been extremely bitter. And so I imagine her just reflecting back on her life at some point and just feeling a lot of regret, but just being haunted also by these people that she loved. And that's not easy to get over. And secondly, I just kept thinking about how mysterious she was. Clearly, there's not a lot of info about her. And it kind of reminded me of this Salvador Dali sculpture that I once saw of a woman with all these drawers coming out of her body. And some of them were all the way out, and some of them were halfway out, and some of them were sealed tight. And I read about it that he kind of made that as an homage to the mystery of women. There were parts of women that he could access and understand, and then there were these other parts that were very quiet and mysterious. And he never really understood that, but he respected it. And so I find myself respecting that part of Bathsheba. And that part of women in general. And then at the same time, I reflected on how normal she was. She was no Proverbs 31 woman, or she didn't seem to be, at least, no Virgin Mary, which kind of was nice as a woman. It's been kind of an interesting journey in life. That's a long story. Anyway. But there's no real record of her doing anything great, you know. We don't know if she did or didn't, but there's just no record of it. And so there was something about that that was refreshing. And then lastly, I found myself wanting there to not be a moral to her story, just like I don't really want there to be a moral to my story. It's just a story. And I think that's what I like about the Old Testament, is there are these wacky stories that that are very contradictory and don't really make sense a lot of the time. And but yet there are these people that, these normal people with drama, and they still are part of the great story of God. And in this case, the story of Jesus in particular. So I found that very comforting too. And so with that, this is a song that I imagine Bathsheba standing on the balcony where David was when he first saw her. And I imagine her looking out to her old home and thinking about her life and just reflecting on her losses. So.
Something just isn't quite right. I'm not feeling alone tonight. I know that you are gone, so why haven't I been able to move on? We were only children back then, at the place where anger and love begins. But what might have been never was. And so I do what anyone does. Why be a mystery? nights I can't picture your face, barely formed and then taken away, like the crash of a wave leaves a hole where a rock had once taken its place. Seven
Thanks, Lori. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread and